So yeah, man. We back, fellas.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate everybody coming through and everything like that, man. But we gotta address the elephant in the room. You know, the second to the last AAPW superstar we had in the building. He's not really a superstar in my eyes.
Uh oh.
Oh no. Mm.
Worthless.
Damn.
Ooh, shots fired.
Pathetic.
Look,
he's trash. I'm talking about Marcelo de Campos. Yeah, I'm talking about your ass. He's the quote-unquote the world's greatest nephew. He's the world's most pathetic nephew. He's the quote-unquote commissioner at AAPW.
Okay.
So yeah, next time I see you, I'm on your ass.
It's smoke.
You better watch out.
Yeah, I'm on his ass. He said it's smoke.
Mm-hmm. Black Force.
You know
energy,
what I'm saying?
Right?
Yeah. But yeah. Anyway,
some
great news, you know. Nope. Hey, man, welcome to the Big Propaganda Wrestling Podcast Network, man. This right here is the PLP, the Premium Live Podcast, and we call this the Unleashed. Yeah, man, Unleashed, man. We had to unleash because we got a great guest coming through, man. I don't know if y'all know what time it is, but I know what time it is.
It's prime time.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man, it's prime time, man. Hey, I'm Mikey, man. Slow the Facts. Welcome to the show. About to get this thing popping. Shout out to the whole crew. I see y'all, boys. Y'all not here today. It's only me, but it's good, you know. Hey, man, you know. Hey, it's all right. We about to keep it rocking. But, hey, man, I'm about to turn it over to our guest, our special guest host, man. The most funniest guys I've seen in a minute. I mean, they doing big things. Make sure y'all check them out on their channel. And I'm about to turn it over to them.
Well, man. I'm Chad.
And I'm Jeremy.
And together, this podcast, this tag team,
you know
this collective.
Come on now.
We are Fusion Ha!
Oh, man. I love it, bro. I love it.
Man, thanks for having us on.
No problem, bro. No problem,
oh,
man.
And this the Taylor Swift aficionado.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You.
Hey,
yeah,
man.
To my fellow Taylor Swiftian.
Swifties, let's go.
Let's go.
You got bad blood on one, brother.
Hey, I definitely got it. Hey, you know what? For all y'all anti-Taylor Swift, y'all better get off her because we rocking with
her. Hey, man.
Patrick Mahomes cost me $70. I bet against that nigga. He fuck me up, man. Fuck Patrick Mahomes, fuck Taylor Swift.
That game was robbed. That's all. Yeah, that game was straight robbed.
Down the clock, no timeout. That was this,
bro.
That was so.
That shit was so delusional.
Why his girls in the stand? His girls in the stand.
You got to
have my grandma out here talking like.
You gotta act out with Bay up there,
bro.
Oh my.
Come on, man.
I don't even want to think back to the Super Bowl.
I lost $70, man.
That's the hottest.
I guess you got bad blood, too.
Yeah,
man.
Well, you bet against Taylor Swift. Yeah, you lost $70. Yeah. But yeah, man, I appreciate y'all guys for coming on, man.
No problem.
We got to turn it over to one of the hottest DJs right here in Houston, Texas, man. He putting out that energy, man. He got that vibe, man. Oh man, busy, big, gonna be big. Matter of fact, he is big. We're gonna speak it to existence, man. Let me turn it over to my main man.
DJ Don put you on. You feel me? DJ Don in the building. Who put you on? Don put you on.
Okay,
me?
I like
it. I got a gig tomorrow. Hit me up on any social medias. DJ Don put you on Twitter and Instagram. So. Happy.
Dope. Bet. Bet.
Don put you on.
Yeah, Don put you on. I like that.
Better let them know. Let them know.
You know what? You know, I like that. Should be like a wrestler name.
Right.
Making his way to the ring.
Boy.
What?
You don't know how many times I've been trying to get this boy in?
Hey, bro. I go to Sam right now. I'm out. But if I do come for anything, let me be a manager.
Okay.
Oh, bro. I'm up there with Paul Heyman.
Hey.
I knew either.
Hey, I'm a mouthpiece.
Don put you on.
Feel me?
Hey, I like that.
Don, man.
If you let him know who did it, let him know Don put you on.
I got you, homie. I got you, dog.
I'll get you a mean faction right now.
Word.
Yeah. See, you
y'all
heard it.
Oh, yeah. AEW. Feel me?
Yeah.
We're going to have to definitely talk to Pops on that.
Shout out to Uncle Pops, man.
Yeah.
But we about to give it a five, I guess, man. When I first saw him, I'm not going to lie, I was hooked. I was like, man, I gotta check this guy out, bro. Checked out his work. He doing great things. And when you're doing great things, people are going to recognize you in the big propaganda record. The big propaganda God damn, I'm getting nervous. The big propaganda wrestling podcast has recognized you. Bro, I'm a fan.
Appreciate you, man.
I'm a fan. And I just got to say thank you for giving us this opportunity. And with that being said, representing AAPW.
Hurt.
And he made his debut in Inspire AD.
A while ago.
But it was live, though. I actually watched that match. And we got to give it up for him. Y'all already know what time it is, man.
No, brother.
You know, if you got a rollie on your wrist, you know.
I ain't got no rollie.
If you got a...
Samsung, baby.
We got some on there, baby. We got some on there,
You
got
to know what time it is. What that be saying? Y'all know what time it is?
Prime time!
Yes, sir. Man.
Shout out to main man, our special guest, Prime Time J Sky.
Yes, sir. It's your mammy, your grandmammy, your great grandmammy's favorite wrestler. We up in the building. Big propaganda. What's good?
Hey, man. Thank you, man. Woo, man.
Mess with him generationally.
Yeah. Oh, bro, you better.
Your grandmammy.
And your great grandmammy.
You better, bro. Hey, you better recognize, you. Man.
I knew it was something when his theme music was Rick James.
Oh, wait. Well, hold on. What song?
Give it to me, baby.
I was like, okay, yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, guy.
He's
dude, fire. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I've been through multiple ins and outs of like that song. I was like, I don't know if it's catching. That's it. I was like, I was gonna do Poison. And I went to Poison at one point, but then after like when I made the switch at Inspire, they were like, why'd you change the song? Why'd you change it? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, Rick James, that was the one. I was like, oh, okay. And then after that, I was sidelined. So I was just like, damn, I can't go back to it now. But like, yeah, that's the one. So everybody liking that Rick James. So Rick James.
For the lady in the back that don't know who I am. I'm Rick James, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. They Rick James did it for me, bro.
Word.
They did it for me.
Yeah.
So we got to dive right into it, man. First off, again, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We all wrestling fans.
Of course.
At one point in time, something in wrestling caught our eye. And what actually caught your eye?
Whew. Man, I would probably have to say, I've been a wrestling fan ever since I've been in the womb.
Mm.
So my mom and my dad would always go to shows.
Yeah.
Like prior.
Was bringing drop kicks off in there already,
bro. You man, move. So like they would go to multiple events. My dad was my dad and my papa were big wrestling fans, but mainly my dad. And then after I came out, you know, that's all we watched on the TV screen. Oh, so
dang.
Going to shows, picking up toys, and all that stuff. So yeah.
Okay. So, for me, wrestling, man, I was more of a WCW baby.
Ooh, that's my dad.
And watching WCW at that time, I was born in 91. So when I really actually caught on, I'm going to say about like the 94, 95 era of actually sitting there watching.
I was just watching
like
that.
And, yeah, for me, it was, I got into it with the WCW, man.
Wow.
And then once I switched over to, like, WWF, going back and forth on channels, I was a Shawn Michaels baby. Boy, I was in it.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Well, I came out there, I put the holes in the trash bag, come out like Shawn Michaels, rip them off.
Trash bag.
What? Hit the poles and everything. Well, you couldn't tell me nothing.
Oh, man, that is
when I got that wrestling.
Imagine where fireworks.
Oh, yeah, everything. I ain't got nobody's muscles. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, for me, yeah, it was just Shawn Michaels. You couldn't tell me nothing. Boy, I was the black heartbreak kid.
Oh, Shoot. I didn't know he was going into all the all the characters.
Oh,
I'd say for me. Man, that's tough because I'm a 2000, but I grew up, like I didn't watch pay-per-views on a reg.
Yeah.
And like the times that I would get it would be, you know, my papa had like an old VHS tape of WrestleMania 5. And that was like my first ever pay-per-view. And then after that, like, you know, my parents, we didn't have cable. So it was like times that sometimes we'd be able to catch it, sometimes we're not. But most of the time where I would get all my stuff, the library, like, dude.
Yeah, for sure.
All the DVDs, that's literally.
What? Really?
Yeah, man. Like, when I was a kid, like, there was no, hey, mom, can you buy this pay-per-view? It was me going to the library and picking up No Way Out, Armageddon,
yeah.
Survivor Series, yeah. All that stuff. So I was a WWE baby. Yeah. But I grew, like, it took me time to really branch out and really see all the other stuff because, you know, by that time in the 2000s, you know, WCW was already gone.
Yeah, it was gone.
TNA was small.
Yeah. Right.
And all these other promotions was not really WWE. Yeah.
ECW.
Yeah.
ECW. Yeah. ECW already got
that was gone. Gone.
Yeah. 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 So, yeah, I was pure WWE. But if I had to pick Jeff Hardy, instantly.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Man. Like, that's my dude.
What?
But the one person is obviously The Rock.
The Rock?
Yeah.
Oh,
everybody knows. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I hear the people's eyebrow on you real quick.
Yeah, like that. Must be nice. I'm still doing this.
Really? Yeah, bro.
I remember going to the flea market as a kid and saw like a fake Versace shirt.
Oh, yeah. He was in there.
What? Oh, daddy, I need that. Give me that. Yeah. It was like $3. Give me that.
Oh, shit.
Give me that.
There you go. Got his $500 shirt.
What? Boy, find me some slacks at home.
Oh, man. You get some church shoes, too?
What?
Did that slide? Oh, yeah, that
boy slide. Finally. I am home.
What? For sure. Yeah, man. Funny. I was definitely a huge The Rock fan, but...
Yeah, I know. I can know for me, my first, like, introduction to wrestling, ironically, I would go to the barbershop with my dad.
He's bald.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No way.
So I would go to the barbershop. I would go to the barbershop with my dad, and I would, they would have like a little room for the kids to go in the back and like hang out, I guess, separate from the adults. And I remember I saw this creepy, pasty face looking dude going, yes,
Paul Bearer.
Paul Bearer. Yeah. And I'm like terrified. And Undertaker comes out. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so scared. But then I'm watching. I'm like, wait, they're beating each other up? Oh, I'm in. And ever since then, I've just been hooked. One of my favorite wrestlers of all time, man, got to be Shawn Michaels. I love Shawn Michaels. And 1-2-3 Kid, ironically, aka X-Pac. Yeah, I really was. I thought.
Right.
Yep. I thought it was so dope, man.
With all that scoop.
Bro. What you got here? Suck it. How many of us got in trouble? Like, man, suck it, Mr. McGillicuddy. Suck it.
You know, like, you got to the office one, two times.
Yep, ISS.
Yeah.
Straight ISS.
Yeah.
I did like, it on the way there.
Fuck you. Oh, man.
What about you, bro?
Me, the first episode of SmackDown, I seen towards the end, you know, back when, you know, it was underpaid Negroes. I'm sorry. UPN.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry. But, man, because I didn't have cable either, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just happened to turn on, you know, Channel 20 here in Houston. And I remember it was the last, I never gave it the main event. It was Triple H versus The Rock. Mm-hmm. And Shawn Michaels, the guest referee with them short ass shorts.
Oh, right? he's super kick.
That man cocked that shit back. Because you see the camera angle too. I was just watching that part last night with my wife, right? And you see The Rock, he doing his thing. Boom, hit that rope. And next thing you know, it lick. I was like, damn. I said, dog. Man. And that was 1999. I was like, well, April of 1999 or something like that, the first episode.
Well, you put
that wasn't the pilot. That was the first episode. Because the pilot, you can watch it on, I guess now, Peacock. Jim Cornette and Shane McMahon actually did the pilot of the commentary.
That one?
For SmackDown. Not the first episode, the pilot. I was like, oh, what's Jim Cornette? I was like, because I heard about it on the show. But yeah, the first episode was that, though. Like when Shawn Michaels kicked shit out of The Rock. And I was like, I want more of this. Yeah. How we do that?
Yeah.
SmackDown, UPN.
Yep.
Now, for me, man, it was him. It was really him.
Yeah,
me and him, we went to church together. Like, we grew up together. Like,
okay.
As my OG. So it was really the him trying to do wrestling moves on me and me trying to figure out how to counter it. And then, going on TV, watching it with him, I see Randy Orton ball. WWE baby. Ballhead Randy Orton when he's kicking like.
You watched the best Randy Orton.
I was like, oh my God, I'm scared. What's next?
So it was
that Undertaker. Kane for sure.
Oh yeah.
So, but then I fell in love with CM Punk. So it was like, CM Punk definitely got me in a chokehold.
Yeah.
Right, we ain't gonna sidetrack the fact that you had an obsession with Ryback. Go ahead, bring that up.
Oh yeah,
too.
Bro.
I've never heard anybody in history of life say they like Ryback.
That was so federal.
So you was out in the room. First off, I was big as a kid. My nickname at home is Fat. I'm 10 too. I just turned 20. I'm a young bull. Ryback was right up my alley. That he was stomping out everybody.
Yeah.
I thought he was Ness Goldberg. I didn't know Ryback did not know how to wrestle. Yeah. I just thought he was gonna beat Brock.
Your favorite wrestler, CM Punk, definitely let you know Ryback did not know how to wrestle.
Yeah, yeah. But no, it was really my top five is like Shawn Michaels.
Of course.
Randy's definitely in my top five.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm gonna go Triple H.
Oh, okay. Not mad at that.
John Cena, of course.
Okay.
I'm just making sounds now.
Yeah.
I don't know that last one.
You basically about to name like Mount Rushmore type shit.
You're naming the ghosts, man. You're naming some good people. You can't. A lot of people don't. I don't see how you can't not like John Cena. Like,
I hated him.
He got so much hate.
I hated John Cena until he left.
So look.
I despise John.
For me, for John Cena, it was cool at first, right?
Of course.
But when you flooding me with this all the time.
Yeah, Superman.
I'm like.
Exactly.
Get your happy go lucky ass on.
You know, he did his little charity work with the kids, the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's cool. That's cool. But when you steady flood me with him, every time a pay-per-view come, we already know who gonna win. I don't want to watch it. You know what I mean? I don't want to watch it no more.
Yeah.
And it's like. I was kind of happy when the Nexus beat his ass, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I was hyped for that too.
And then didn't Spirit Squad get on his ass too? I think.
No, Shawn Michaels.
I just want his ass whooped. Okay.
I
was just happy when the Nexus whooped his ass and shit. But it actually was a good storyline.
Yeah,
but I just got tired of them throwing it at me. It's just like Charlotte Flair. Y'all going to Charlotte Flair me to death.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But she's the you know, shit.
You know? Wait a minute.
She is the shit.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she's a good technical wrestler. I give that to her. You know, I'm not going to take nothing away from her. But come on. I mean, how many times she going to win?
I get it.
You know?
Because remember, she was gone for a minute, came back. Title shot.
What?
Yeah, one bitch. She was like, yo, what?
Immediate title shot. Like,
Houseway.
She has no character development for me. Besides Charlotte Flair is just being Ric Flair's daughter. I feel like Dominik did it right and going into like, I'm Dom's son.
Yeah.
Like, I'm Dominik Mysterio.
Yeah.
Charlotte's just Charlotte Flair. That's why she
Dang, does. that is a really great comparison.
I kind of go back and look at her NXT work.
Mm-hmm. She did some shit though, bro.
Yeah. She did some stuff in NXT. So I just can't just be like, Ric Flair's daughter, you know. Yeah, you're going to always get that Ric Flair daughter.
But they was cooking.
You know
what
I'm saying?
I was just talking to my wife today about that, though, because I was like, man, if I had a wrestling promotion, I'm like, I can afford it. She'd be like top tier number one because like she's just the shit. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna be real, and I go Charlotte have it bad because I was like you said, you look what you just did. But that's Ric Flair's daughter. Amen. Nepotism's a motherfucker, but she had to go beyond that. And even Ric Flair himself said that she is a better athlete than him.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
For sure.
Hey, that figure eight is insane.
Oh yeah.
That's insane. Work.
I bet you've been putting in it, huh?
I can't lie. I definitely put my kids in that all the time.
Man said,
figure eight is insane. I mean,
nah, I just watch it.
Ricky, man.
No, I'm just saying what you saying, Brad.
That's crazy. But
that's funny.
So, at what point did you be like, hey, I'm going to try this out. I'm going to find me a school and do this. And also, what was it like when you actually got in there? Because taking a bump hurts to me.
Ouch. Mm-hmm. It does.
Real talk, I went to AAPW multiple times. And like times when like I was with him.
Okay.
And I would probably say around I was, because I had a chance to where I was able to go
like at the age of 15 or 16.
That's cool.
Oh, wow.
Dang. Yeah. So the AAPW had, they had, I think it was three or four different buildings, but my dad was, he was a multi-man. He ran a restaurant. He was a pastor, all different types of stuff. But the restaurant was actually right next to AAPW in their location at the time. And then I didn't know anything about Texas wrestling, nothing. And so at that point, it's at the age of 16, I was able to figure out Inspire, and I didn't get to go, but I knew about it. But the one place I did know was AAPW. And then the first time I went over there, I was like, I took a bump and I was not trained. And it was just, I went in there and I was like, oh, can I run the ropes? And it was like, yeah, sure. And he, like, me at the time looking at him, he was like,
yeah, go ahead.
Then I was just like, okay. Because, like, before that, I used to do boxing rings and all that stuff. But at the age of 16, that's when I went in it. But my dad was like, no. And then I was just like, okay. And then for me at the time, I was like, dang, I really want to do this. Why are you not letting me do this? Like, I was still in school. But then as I got older, and now I understand, I'm kind of thankful I didn't do it at the age of 16. So speeding up to 2021, 2022?
Yeah, 21.
21? I thought it was 22. No, it's 22. 2022, I made my debut.
Yeah, because I graduated.
Yeah. 2022, everything, I was in a spot because my dad passed away, and it was weird. So, and I was just waiting for the door to open. And lo and behold, the Lord gave me this whole plan, just, and it came out so perfect. It was literally, I got married, laid my dad to, or I either laid my dad to rest or I paid dues. And then I got a house. And then immediately right after that, I started my AAPW tryout. And then the bumps, I'm gonna be real with you, wasn't that bad. No.
Okay.
Cause it was like, I was a big old, like me now, I'm smaller, but he'll tell you, yeah, I was huge. Like, bro, I was jacked. So when I took a bump, it was just like, bam. Oh,
time out. Yeah. How you hit that corner, yeah, like that?
Yeah. 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 Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Just, bro, your chest is out of here, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Your chest is gone. Oh. See, he was practicing on the low, and then
it's going. You remember this? Huh? Yeah. Huh?
We going. I'm gonna be nice to you. I ain't gonna full palm it. It's all right. We going.
He hitting you with a gunther chop, bro. You out of here?
Yo. It was, ouch. Yeah,
he destroyed Dominic the other day. Mm. Yeah. But I digress.
Go ahead, continue.
Oh, no, that was it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, because, you know,
he got distracted.
Yeah, oh, Lord. Lord, hammer.
It's like an old church.
So you said
you're loud.
So you said your first bump, like your very first bump you took him when you was younger. Mm-hmm. You said, so did it knock the wind out of you?
So I took two different bumps.
Okay.
The boxing ring bump. Okay. It was ass.
Yeah.
Because there ain't there's there. Like, it's just straight wood. Yeah. There's no flex beams, none of that. Mm-hmm. So, but when I was a kid and I went to AAPW, mm-hmm. it was just like a,
yeah.
But me now, it's just like,
that's nothing now.
Ooh. Yeah. Because like now, it is like, when I was 16, your thought process is not trained to fall.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now when you're like, I'm about to do this. This is what they're telling me what to do. Fuck it. I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
Word.
So that's basically it. And then when I took it, it was just like a boom, huh? And then, cause like it's layered with padding and all that stuff. Yeah. So like it's bad, but it's not too bad if you know how to fall.
Yeah, gotcha.
So it wasn't too bad. But when I was a kid, it was just,
yeah.
He was like, oh, I'm like,
Dad, help.
And he's like, no, that's what you want and get it.
Hey, get your bro. Ass up on your own, pimp.
You know it hurt when you got to pause for a couple minutes and then talk. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, you gotta figure out you rebooting.
Shoot, man. Them superplexes. that probably
they always look so painful.
Hey, man.
It looks amazing on TV, but because we went to a Booker T's like school, we did like the fancy camp thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we
were 2015,
yeah,
Father's Day.
Yep. So we were like, we took bumps too.
Oh,
and
word.
So now, like every time I'm watching wrestling, like when I see a superplex or anything from the top row, I'm like, oh, it hurt, it hurt.
Man, look, especially for man, I would have over exaggerated all that. Boy, as soon as he would have hit me with that superplex body, man. be like Martin when he was a super tall. Yeah. So,
I can't, man.
Look,
they say the higher you are, the safer you are. So I mean,
really,
yeah, that's what Pop says.
Man,
higher you are, safer you are.
Oh, that must be some good weed then.
Like it has its pros and its cons. Like if you like I said, you have to know how to fall. If you don't know how to fall, you gonna hurt.
Yeah, I bet so.
Bro.
So speaking of AAPW, man.
Yeah.
I've been hearing a lot of great things. Locker room great, guys great, training's great, Uncle Pops is great. Mm-hmm. Tell us your experience with AAPW.
Well, I love AAPW with a passion. It's my first school. So it has a very big soft spot for me. And, you know, starting there, because it was like a very big confusion of where I wanted to go. Because I was like, well, I don't want to drive all the way to Houston and go to Booker T school because I can't work with that. And then it was like between Rhodes and AAPW. And I was talking with my wife and I was like, what do you think I should do? And my wife was not all in for it. Like, she did not want me to wrestle at all. She was like, what's the point in it? Da-da-da. So on and so forth. But then I went to a couple of shows and I had talked with Pops. I've talked to a couple of people at the time. I talked to Danny O'Ryan, mm-hmm. Kane Carter.
Yeah, Kane Carter.
And then I think I talked to Houston. I can't remember if I did. But I talked with them at first and to get their input. And then a homie of mine was actually in it. His name was TJ. And he was already in a class. And I didn't know that he was in there. And then that's how I was like, okay, when I get it right, I'm joining. And then when I joined, dude, everything just changed. And then like the connections that I was able to make, that I'm able to make inside of AAPW and out, and how fast word travels and like how big the wrestling community actually is, it's insane.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's very insane. So I'll probably say like my big shout outs for the people that are there. Pops, obviously. Lil Evil.
Yeah, Lil Evil. Hey. That boy can go. Yeah. He can word. Go. Lil Evil can go.
Yeah, brother. Lil Evil. Lawrence Patello, Zeke Rose.
Yeah, Zeke Rose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who else? Warsaw.
Yeah, I like Warsaw too.
It's a quite of a good list. Oh, Danny too. Yeah. Danny O'Ryan. There's been multiple people came into my life while in the beginning and then where I'm at now. I think that's pretty much it about AAPW. Like there's like a long list, brother.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. So. You know, I got a few on my bad list.
You know, we heard earlier.
Marcelo De Campos.
We don't want to.
Boo.
Do we really got to talk about him?
Uncle Lou. I call him Uncle Lou, but you know, Lou Cameron. Boo.
I don't like Big Lou, but.
Yeah. I saw that match y'all had and you won. You won. Yeah.
Yeah, I won.
Yeah, he won.
Yeah, I won. It's not awkward, but yeah, at the same time, what the hell?
And then the Houston Hendricks, right? Boo.
Y'all bringing up all the enemies, dog. Yeah.
You got a list.
Yeah. Oh, I got
it. It's a hit list because I didn't like the way Marcelo did him, you know.
Oh, what happened?
He had two belts.
Yeah,
two
bro. Okay. Both of them.
He walks in getting ready to, you know, do his thing, and here comes Marcelo. You know, with his little punk ass.
talking to my you know, coming down
come,
now.
Come in my office. Yeah. Come in my office. Yeah, I'm the commissioner.
I don't even believe in that, man.
You know, and then, you were hiding this from me?
Hiding what? A belt?
I guess you wasn't cleared or something like that. He wasn't cleared.
Right.
And he dug it up, you know.
I've been wrestling the entire year injured. So.
And he told him he had to strip him for the both belts.
Oh, yeah. What a hater. Boo that man. Boo.
That's ass, man.
I know, super pathetic commissioner, you know. But then Houston Hendrix punk ass was in there, too.
Oh, man.
Long story short, the belts came to him.
Yeah. Oh man,
it was hot as fish grease. Wouldn't
you? Oh man, I don't
dog. I had to sit out for like 2 months, man, and it was like even now I'm still struggling. I'm itching to get back.
Here we go.
But yeah, so I lost the titles because of that. Because of him. I'm gonna try.
Oh no, you so cut his ass out.
Oh
yeah. they just took them from you?
Yeah, they stripped it from me.
So
because of my injury.
So you didn't even lose.
Technically lose them.
You didn't lose them.
I'm unbeatable.
Hey,
we acknowledge you as a champion, brother.
Yeah. I appreciate you. But so like there's some more stuff that came after that though. That's where it's like, eh. So after the 2 months I came back. And then they had a tournament for the AAPW's APW championship, not the Americas. Americas, I couldn't get that back. So I came back for the tournament for the AAPW, the yellow one.
Yeah.
And then in the process of that, I made it out of one match. I got thrown up on. By that punk ass Marcelo. Yeah, bro. I got thrown up on.
You didn't want to blame Uncle Pops for talking about putting something in his drink or something.
Yeah, man. Like,
trash human.
Man threw up, literally touched his face with his hands, then grabbed me with it. It don't matter. I jackhammered his ass and it was 1, 2, 3. Went on from that round.
Okay.
And then after that, I faced Kirby.
Kirby Knox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I lost it to him because my arm was just. Too banged up, and then now I'm sitting out. So,
all right, back to the throw up because he would have touched me with that. But
feel me?
Yeah,
you got to see me about that. I would have broke character.
Hey man,
there's a couple receipts coming your way. No doubt.
Yeah, man.
A couple receipts.
First off, it would have been me and him throwing up in the ring because I'd have
like you're doing it. I'm doing it too. We're all doing it now.
Hell no, man.
So the thing was,
you strong.
The thing was, it was like
catch me outside,
bro.
Please.
I was in the, like, we was doing the match, and then all of a sudden, all I hear is, or all I see is,
because
I whip him off, and I'm like, oh.
That's that projectile.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, and I'm looking at all the people, I'm like, oh. I'm like, okay, what do we do? What do we do? And in my mind, I look back and I see Pops and he's looking at me and I'm looking over there. And then I'm like, I'm going to beat his ass. I go in there, bro. Big old kick. And then in the middle of that, like he went outside and then I was going after him and I was going for a drop kick. And he was over there by the trash can because he was still throwing up. So I wear glasses. I don't wear contacts. So when I'm out there, everything blurry.
Ooh.
So when I didn't see the throw up that was on the ground. Ugh. So when I came out the ring, I was about to give him a drive by, and then in the process, I slipped
by,
and then this arm it hyperextended back, and that's what really triggered it. And
he's going right show for Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, feel me,
bro.
What?
That was effective.
Super effective.
Yeah, for real.
That was a trap.
It was.
That was a trap.
That was like miss, but his version.
Yeah. Nah. I was struggling.
How you got, bro?
I bet.
Bro.
Man. God damn.
Man.
I can't imagine that.
You're better than me.
I mean, shoot. Business is business. Yeah, I had to get a title, bro.
Yeah. Go ahead, that business. I'm going to hand some more outside.
Yeah. Hey, bro.
I'll catch you after the match, brother. I'll catch you. Actually,
after the match. Like, post-match, man, as soon as the bell ring, boom, I'm going right back at it.
You better than me. I don't know how personally I could have handled that.
Oh, no. I'm doubling down as a heel right now.
That's what everybody been saying.
Because as soon as I would have said, I'd be like, oh, in my head, oh, hell no.
Yeah, bro. I'm trying to remember if we had a cage match after that. I don't think we did. No, it was just, I know it wasn't a cage match, but it was just, it was like this long period of where it was just blank. They had to cut off the show because they had to clean up all the throw up. But that, man,
you should have had a 10-pace duel, son. That's what we should have been doing. All right, 10 pace that way, turn around, pow.
Well, that's the last man standing match,
Were you a baby face at the time?
Oh, yeah, good question.
Man, I
would have turned.
I get a heel vibe and a baby face vibe from you. Like, I feel like you can turn it on and turn it off whenever you want.
He's my favorite person.
I really get that from you. You know what I'm saying? So that's even making these chops that I'm about to receive later on.
I was about to ask you a question. Which one you prefer, being a heel or a face? But that was a very heel answer, so I'm going with heel.
Nah. So, like, it has its pros and its cons, brother. Like, oh, my God. I want to come back.
Send a prayer.
Ooh, yeah.
I feel like you got to think about it. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been wrestling the entire year, injured. And then, like, in the process of all last year, it was just like, you know, I was really thinking of, was I getting people's attention? Was what I'm doing enough to pull it? And then it was just like, no? Okay. Bet. So then it was just topping the next thing. And then eventually when I got the titles, it was like, bet. Y'all still don't recognize me? Cool. Let me keep showing up and showing out. I got you. So one thing led to another. Then the Inspire came through.
Yeah.
And then, what happened next? Oh my God, I've just had a whole loss of train of thought. What was the question?
I was asking, what do you prefer, being a heel or a face?
Oh, yeah. In the process of that, whole face run. I did a heel run in the beginning of the year and then face run after I got the title. And then, so the face run, you got to think about it. So they didn't know I was dealing with an injury. Then eventually I dropped the titles to Houston. And then Marcelo was doing all his bull. And then I come back not having my two titles, only being able to go after one. And then in the process of that, getting re-injured again. Okay.
Oh, man.
So now it's just like, now I'm all my time is being killed this year because it's just like, you know, where is prime time or people gonna forget prime time? Yeah, and that's like where that's where my mindset is at right now. Yeah. And so now when I do come back after 6 months, if I do come here, it's like I have a reason.
Ooh, yeah. Gotcha.
I got a reason because it's like I've been screwed over twice. I'm not. It's not happening a third.
Story right to
self. He said, I'm Drew McIntyre.
And whoever, I be telling everybody, I said, because like, I'm a competitive person. Yeah. And I said, when I come back, it's on site.
Wow.
All y'all.
Especially
like,
with the puke, bro. Yeah, that's nasty, yo.
I'm like, bro, because I'm waiting to get back training, and then after that, bro. I'm telling you. Yeah. Whoever has that title, whether it's Marcelo, Houston, Travis freaking Cuddy, Lou Cameron,
let them know.
I don't care. Like, I don't.
Yeah, I believe you.
It's on site. Cause,
boot up ass.
Yeah,
heard it.
Yeah.
Boot up ass.
And then after that, bro, like, my goal is to, like, my big goal, I want to be able to have my name over Texas. I want to take over Texas.
Okay.
And cool. So, yeah.
Beautiful. With you saying that,
So how was it? I prefer a heel.
Sorry, I got it. Yeah. Yeah. I felt it.
So, I feel like
so,
it's natural.
So how was it when it came to the time of them saying, hey, we believe in you and we want to put these belts on you? How did that feel?
I'm going to be, how can I put this? At first, I was nervous. I was very nervous because I feel like when you get the title, that's a whole new responsibility.
Gotcha.
And for the Americas, that was the head title. Mm-hmm. And then during practice or wherever I was, I made it clear known to Pops, like, I'm here. And like out of every, like, even for like when new people come into the class, you're gonna have some people that's gone and it's probably gonna be left with either one, two, or three, or even none. The remaining people that's in my class is three. It's me, Mokele, and Jerry Sensei. So at that time when I had the title, I was very nervous. And it was more like a new responsibility. Because it is like you have the head title, now you're the front and center. So how are you gonna make the title, or is the title gonna make you?
Gotcha.
Type shit. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. Okay, yeah, I always wanted to ask that because, you know, that's saying that, hey, we believe in you, we're putting this on you,
Yep. You're
doing something right. And also, too, like, when fans come up to you, like, when you got your first fan, hey, yo, touch my hand or sign my autograph,
whatever.
How did that feel?
I mean, I really don't, it was cool, but I'm not really, like, this is gonna counteract everything I just said. I'm not really the bragging type, and I'm more humble. I try to stay more humble about it. But if I'm gonna have to take it off, it's pretty cool. But at the end of the day, it's like J Sky is me. Mm-hmm. Y'all know my name, So what you see is what you get. J Sky is just turned up. Mm-hmm. And then whenever I get to meet people, you know, I'm just turning myself up times 20. Mm-hmm. So when I meet new people, I mean, it's cool, but I don't try to let it get to my head. Mm. So, because at the end of the day, I'm still human, just like every one of y'all.
Yeah, because as fans, like, you know, the people that in wrestling that we look up to, of course, we want to talk to them or autograph or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, if I turn a wrestler, I know how that felt, so I would want to, you know what I'm saying?
Reciprocate
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still nervous about this chop, but.
Okay. Don't worry about it. Just don't think about it. It's coming, though.
Don't think about it till it happens.
He'll turn. Okay. Can we say he started here?
we're going to switch it up a little bit right now. So are you into like anime and stuff like that?
Man,
because I kind of got that vibe too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's hop into some anime.
I keep it all low. Like I try to keep it all low, but I'm a open it up. Pause.
Maybe.
Wait a minute.
Because look, bro. Like I just got on the wave of The Last Airbender. Like I watched the cartoon when I was a kid.
Mm. Right.
I watched the Netflix series, but I didn't realize it was a whole nother part I had no idea about.
Yeah.
Something about Korra or
Korra.
Korra,
yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute, when did lava and lightning bending and all this other stuff start?
Yeah. Blood bending.
Yeah, blood bending. Right. So I'm like, hold up. And then when I dive deeper into anime, I always get the name wrong. It starts with a K.
Jujutsu Kaisen?
Uh-huh.
Jujutsu Kaisen?
What is it about?
Bro, it's about fighting. This dude, he's badass, dude.
Kenshi?
There we go. That boy be... Ooh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, man, look. Yeah. That's my dog right there.
Yeah.
Man. That's my dog right there.
Blood.
Oh, my goodness. But far as you, man, what kind of anime you into, man?
Dragon Ball.
What?
Let's go. Which variation?
It don't matter, bro.
Word?
We grew up on Dragon Ball, brother. It don't matter.
GT was...
I was mad, like, for a minute when I was a kid, yeah. GT wasn't canon. I was like, what do you mean GT wasn't canon? Yeah, I was Super Saiyan 4 all the way down.
Me too, homie. Mm-hmm.
All the way down.
All the way. Now, GT itself was like, but that Super Saiyan 4 is like, or, that's the stuff.
The beginning of GT started out really good. The middle.
Yeah.
Nah. That weird. But then the end,
but
fire.
Yeah, the fire. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. All the characters, yeah. Fire.
Pans in
the middle. Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I first got to Dragon Ball Z, the first character that stuck out to me was Piccolo.
Piccolo?
He really? The only black. Nigga been
the
I don't know what it was about him, but I was.
It was the Gucci's. Yeah, that's bro. What it was. $2,000 Gucci's, man. That's but a real thing.
Yeah. You know what? And then, so then after that, I kind of got into my favorite heel character, if you want to call it that. Okay. I like Kid Buu.
Kid Buu.
Oh, yo.
Kid Buu was a savage. Menace, bro. You know, Kid Buu was one of the only people that got it done. He was successful in what he was trying to do.
The genocide blast.
That he man is a menace to society.
Bro. Everybody.
Society.
Yeah. He's about to be my next tattoo, bro.
Word?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Get the Majin right there, I
like,
bro.
How can you stop Kid Buu? You really, Buu in general was like one of those. Yeah. You still can't stop Buu. He's still in the current super.
Yeah,
yeah. He's just, if you kill him, he's gonna come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's bro. Gonna stop.
I was just watching a video today. It was talking about who's stronger, Kid Buu or Buhan, because that's always been like a debate. I say Buhan because Buhan was just a lot more powerful. Kid Buu was more savage. Like he just that
bro, his laugh.
Dude, the dude was drinking a drink on them dudes. He was like, man, y'all do you, man. I'm chilling right now. No, that was Super Boo. He will fall asleep on him.
Yeah.
Like, man, you ain't doing
bro.
I was like, getting the dance, remember? He's doing the dance.
I was like, this dude's a savage. Yeah,
no, he did not care, bro.
He did not.
He was my next tattoo, man.
Was a kid. He was like, fuck the ups.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yo, right?
Absolutely.
My favorite one was Trunks. Trunks definitely, like, came in, popped to kill Frieza.
Yeah. Yo,
like man. That.
And he had grip too. Trunks had grip.
Oh, oh that jacket.
Yeah. That jacket tough.
Man, I almost bought that jacket out there. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm trying.
Man, I remember being a kid when Trunks came in and when I'm watching it, I'm like, man, who is this guy? Oh, he's going Super Saiyan like Goku?
Man.
Oh, man. Then he just murked Frieza immediate.
Yo, we watched episode one slice.
I was like, man, we watched 40 episodes of Goku trying to beat this man.
And he still didn't do it.
When they did the fusion, when I first saw it for the first time, I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. They hit that.
She got real.
I'm like, yes, okay, bet. Yeah, I was like, all right, bet. The whole fusion thing, I like that.
Hell yeah.
So we talked about anime. So Dragon Ball Z is your top.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball. Rest in peace, Akira Toriyama.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
I'll put, this is going to be a bad ranking.
Here we go.
No order.
Okay.
No order.
Okay.
Dragon Ball.
Okay.
Okay.
I love me some Demon Slayer.
Let's go. Okay.
What's Baki?
Baki.
I have a Baki shirt at home, y'all.
Word.
My first one is lit. It's lit.
You're going to have to show me that.
Yeah, it's lit.
But I need like.
I'm going to send it to you, bro. It's lit.
I don't even like all of it. It don't even matter. Baki, the grappler or the Netflix version, it don't matter. Both of them are good. Okay. What's that? Three. Damn, what's one anime that we got hooked on?
That was Naruto.
Naruto.
Yes.
He begged me to watch Naruto for five months straight.
Yeah.
Hey, trust me. That was
I couldn't get past the fourth, like three episodes. It was boring to me.
Mm-hmm. I feel like,
but then Kakashi came in.
Oh, everyone, Kakashi came in hot.
Mm-hmm.
It was a G, man.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah, Naruto's definitely good.
Kakashi Shikamaru, top tier.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
My worth ethics is based off of Rock Lee, dude.
Over who? Rock Lee's him.
Yeah.
Man, hold on. No, he's not. No, he's not.
What?
No, he's not. Guys, okay, come on. Hold on.
Nope.
Look, hold on. In Naruto, he was him. But in Shippuden, he's trash.
Rock Lee?
Yes. What has he done since? Yeah. You name it. Tell me what he's done.
And that's my guy. And
okay, then.
He got drunk and fucked some nigga up.
No, in Naruto.
No, that was in Naruto. That wasn't in Shippuden.
Yeah.
He came back in Shippuden for like one
it's
thing.
Hard. And it hurts me. It took me a long time to come to that fact.
And Gaara saved him, bro.
He paid his dues. He didn't have to do too much in Shippuden.
But my guy.
No, I'm going to stand for the rest of that one.
Okay, I guess Tintin paid her dues too, huh? Okay.
Yeah, behind the scenes. We ain't gonna talk about that, man. Behind the scenes. Wow. We ain't gonna talk about that no more, man. We're gonna talk about, I was talking about Bruno, bro. What the hell are we doing?
I'm sorry, guys.
You
sorry.
Good.
I'm
you
sorry.
Good. So, well, it's about to come to that time, and
he's still thinking about it.
Hey, it don't get any easier, bro. I done took plenty of these. God. They hurt, every one of them hurt.
It's going to hurt,
I got a ranking system, and I guess you about to make my ranking.
Oh, yeah. Because, mind you, bro, I'm in wanting to get back in there. They won't let me run the ropes. They won't let me do shit.
You about to catch all that.
Goodness. All right. Well, look, we about to get this chop situated. And when we come back, we going to knock this chop out.
Zoom in on me real quick. Look at him.
Oh, my goodness.
We got one.
Oh, damn.
We got two.
Oh, damn.
And three.
Oh, damn.
This right hand going to do work.
Brother like the way still Rock Lee wears. He just got him on his hand.
You know, he just got on his ankles.
Yeah. Oh, man, why y'all hyping him up, man?
Boom. You know what would be so funny? Oh, you know what would be cool? You took him off and then you just flex and shoot.
Dude. I don't know if I can. I can't. I ain't got nothing right now.
He about to hit Tiger uppercut. Hadouken. Hadouken. All right, we'll be back in a couple minutes. All right, man, we are back. Whew, mama, I love you. P.O.P. hold it down. Hey, man, this is Mikey Fex with the Big Propaganda Wrestling Podcast, man. Shots and chops, we got the merch. Hey, man, we can't just do the show without the chop, so of course we got to do the chop. And with that being said, I'm about to do this. Lord. Whew, shit.
What is the goal here today, gentlemen?
Oh, my God.
Leave a mark.
Leave a mark. Shit. All right. Oh, my God. Whew, I'm ready.
What time is it?
Fuck you.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Sizzle,
boy,
right
here.
Okay.
Come on with
it.
Here we go.
Kind of
went too long.
Ooh, God damn. Ooh. I heard. I felt that.
Oh, shit. Oh, it hurts so bad. It hurts so bad. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, it hurts so bad.
Come in. No.
Oh,
God damn. Oh. I went too low.
No.
It's okay.
Shit.
Where we rank that?
God damn it.
Where we rank that?
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
That's the ranking still.
Fuck. I'm not lying, this shit hurts so bad. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Ooh, shots and chops, goddammit. Oh, fuck.
Where you ranking it?
Ooh, shit, man. You didn't went up to number three, goddammit. Ooh, shit. Oh, fuck.
That felt good.
Nah, give him a number. Oh,
hey, man, with that being said, man, let me put my shit back up. With that being said, man, this shots and chops.
That's a chop right there.
God damn. Shit. Oh, man. Y'all break it in, man. Y'all break it in. Break it in. Break it in. Break
he it thought in. He wasn't going to get it with me in this.
Shit. Man. Break it in. Man,
bro. I know I'm out for 6 months,
break
but
it in. Break
months.
It in. Big Propaganda Wrestling Podcast Network, man. Appreciate everybody coming through, man. This was dope. My chest still hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, man. Thank you again. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming
Appreciate
through, man.
You,
hey, man, make sure y'all tap in with the hottest DJ, man.
Shout out to Tim.
Get in the mic. Get in the mic. Get in the mic.
Okay.
Get in the mic.
Go ahead, man.
All right, man, you can find us, the Fusion Hot Podcast. You can catch us on Instagram, Twitter, X if you're nasty, Facebook. Man, go to our TikTok. Check us out. We just interviewed Gary Anthony Williams.
A.K.A. Uncle Ruckus.
Yeah, and Carla Perez, A.K.A. Rita Repulsa from Power Rangers.
She'll get you Rangers.
Yeah, yeah, man. So check us out.
Yep.
Big Yeet.
Big
Yeet.
Hey, shout out with me. DJ Don put you on. Shout out to 10th. That's my org. But yeah, DJ Don put me on. DJ Don put you on all social medias. I don't have a Facebook. But X is definitely if you nasty. Instagram for sure. So tap in. DJ Don put you on. What are you though? DJ, Don, you know, the rest.
Simple as that, man.
All right. And then y'all can follow me on Instagram, Primetime J Sky. Also on Twitch, streaming gameplay. Y'all can pull up there at Prime KODJ. Shoot. I'll catch y'all in 6 months. Y'all already know what time it is.
Hey, man. With that being said, man, as we always do, this is the Big Propaganda Wrestling Podcast, the PWO. Hey, man, if y'all down with the PWO, you're down for life. Hey, man, and we are out, man. We are out, man.